Unit 1. Lessons 5 and 6. Exercise 3C.
Yet many things can kill a language. From natural disasters to cultural assimilation and genocide. However, there are three conditions necessary for a language to survive. The community itself must want to save its language. The larger culture of which it is a part needs to have a respect for minority languages. There needs to be a budget for courses, materials, and teachers. Is language death such a disaster? Surely you might say it is simply a symptom of more people willing to improve their lives by joining the modern world. So long as a few hundred or even a couple of thousand languages survive, that is enough. No, it is not. We should care about dying languages for the same reason that we care when a species of animal or plant dies. It reduces the diversity of our planet, which is the key to our survival. In the case of language, we are talking about intellectual and cultural diversity, not biological diversity, but the issues are the same. Languages are like people in one way, but in another way they are not like people at all. When people die, they leave signs of their presence in the world, their archaeology. But spoken language leaves no archaeology. For when a language dies, which has never been written down, it is as if it has never been.